All right, can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, now we can do the roll call.
Lisa Dawson and Dreyzak. Mary Giraldo. Dennis Hurley.
Here.
Julius Kwiatkowski.
Here.
Eleanor Milburg.
Here.
Sandra Miller.
Here.
Robert Woody. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you. All right, let's get right to it. We have the minutes that were from 9:10. That was 4 months ago. By the way, I hope everyone had a nice holiday. Haven't seen you people in 4 months. So.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And do I have a motion to approve the minutes if there's no discussion on it?
Did we have a motion?
For the minutes.
Oh. I motion that we approve them as written.
I second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Approved.
Right.
Roxy, this is usually Luann's spot, so now it's your spot. What do you have for us?
We do want to say that to start off with the construction for the Holland Park construction. Tomorrow we're doing the construction timeline with them, so for the next meeting we'll have more details as to what the timeline is and be able to inform everybody of that. And with that being said, the community center construction, not sure if everybody's aware or not, but there's been a delay with that, so that won't start up till 2017.
Oh, good.
In regards to our programs, we have been vigorously revamping a majority of our programs in improving and enhancing the quality of them all. So much so that if you actually saw in the newspaper recently about our Discover trips. We filled up that day and enlarged the bus to capacity the best we could and filled up, and we've actually, our next upcoming trip is also filled up as of today.
Nice.
So our trips are starting to pick up, and the interest in the community is knowing a lot more about the programs that we have. Then our adult leagues are still going pretty well, the athletic adult leagues, our basketball leagues and volleyball leagues and so forth. This winter break, we had our Jack Frostivities winter break camp, and our numbers seemed successful. We had about a total within every single day of the week was 102 participants. I think that sums up a nice little brief synopsis as to where we're headed. Currently, right now, we're looking at having more youth programs. So we're having little chefs, little Picassos for the kids and parents together. And we also do Jumpin' Jacks.
Jack and Jill.
Sorry, Jack and Jill's. Jack and Jill activities, which is based on coordination, hand-eye coordination, and so forth. And Munchkin Sports. As well as Munchkin Soccer.
And Teddy Bear Picnic.
And Teddy Bear Picnic as well. And we're looking at different tactics and different ways to continue keeping the interest of the children. So working diligently on that with Lauren, because she's an excellent asset to the team, and we want to make sure that we continue with new ideas and new concepts. And that's pretty much sums it up, unless you guys have any questions.
Roxanne,
yes.
How is the Holland Park project coming along, the dog park and the other activities at the park?
We currently don't have activities at Holland Park. What we do at Holland Park is we reserve the fields for groups, that either soccer. The only activity currently there, which is an open at-will play, would be croquet. Mm-hmm. And they come to do that. Now, until we go through the timeline, we can't say whether the construction is going to hinder it, when, how. So the timeline will be tomorrow, and that's going to determine whether we say we're not going to do any activities there or at all until the construction is done and we have good access through, or it determines to say whether the fields are open, but this section's not. So we really have to go through that timeline to determine that.
Another thing, I read a lot about vandalism at Carter Park. They hit the cameras and stuff. Has that been solved? Not solved, but has the person been...
People have been notified.
Okay.
What the follow-up with that has been, I'm not familiar with. I do know that people are notified, sheriff's office are notified, and, you know, the procedures were followed accordingly.
You get a report from the...
There should be. I'm not one that gets those reports right now. Luann does, so I can't give you further information on it. I wish I had that for you.
Okay.
Okay. Other questions? Do you want to announce you have a new special events director?
Yes. Good call. We actually, just as of last week, January 5th, we had our new special events. It's a supervisor, recreation supervisor of special events, started with us. Her name is Ginger Parnell. She comes with a lot of experience in events, in event coordinating and counseling and consulting and all that. We're excited to have her. She has a lot of experience with sponsorships as well, which helps us across the board. And she came in full force and is ready to start all our stuff. Right now she's focusing on the International Festival and the Senior Games.
Great.
I've met her, and she's a fireball.
Dynamo?
She is.
Yeah. She's a go-getter, all right.
She is.
Anything else for Roxy? Okay, thanks, Rox. Okay, this is the time. This has been added in a few meetings ago about us discussing each one of us to try to get to more events and programs. And does anybody want to report on something they've seen since September 10th?
I'm sure that I did a lot of things since September 10th. Yeah. I volunteered a lot.
Well, if I could just kick it off, because since you mentioned the senior games.
Right.
That happened the weekend after our last meeting. Roxanne did a very good job. She had to jump in mid-ocean and take it over. And already she's telling me the new special events coordinator is right on top of it. We're having meetings. There's going to be letters sent out. And this is early. So that's good. Because I think that's a feather in our cap, the senior games. I went to the pickleball contest when you were there. And that was very interesting. That's a pretty cool sport, too. And a lot of couples were interested. It was our first year, but I think as that grows, that'll put us on the map as far as one of the communities in Florida that does a good job with it. Because we have the venues, we have the support, so I think it's going to be great. So anyway, I went to a couple of those events for the senior games. That was great. Also, the International Festival was on October 4th.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, we had a list of our volunteers, and they all showed up. And did a good job, and it was great to hand out surveys and just talk to people. Of course, I had a glass of wine. I wasn't supposed to on duty, but just scratch that from the minutes, please. But I contributed towards the cause. I was $10
right.
for the glass and
that's
everything, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think that went over well, and that's the first part of what we're trying to do as a board. Is be assigned to these special events so we can really help out. I think the next one's going to be the Birding Festival, February 6th to the 8th. I know Mary asked us way back if we could participate and help. I put my name in already. I think we all should to help. It's the first one for Palm Coast, and it's probably going to be very interesting. I don't know how I can help, but in some capacity I would like to. So who's running that?
Jason, Mary's husband, is actually running it.
Right.
I'm actually part of the volunteer process as well, and what we're looking at having the volunteers do is information. We're looking at, they'll either be based here or at Hilton Gardens, welcoming people, telling them it's right here in this room, as well as doing surveys, helping with the surveys. But here, for example, we're going to have a table out, and at that table there's going to be maps and locations. So if they're going with this instructor for the bird walk, then here's this is the map how to get there, and here are the directions and so forth, and they go and they grab their map and go. If they say, well, where's this park located? Right here, here's the map, and that's what we're going to utilize the volunteers for.
Okay, great. So think about that. Anything else that's happened over the holidays that you might have seen or attended?
I did the Starlight event again this year, and I got to wrangle the Grinch. I got to be Max the dog and play with the Grinch, and that was fun. No tornado this year, thank goodness.
Great.
I don't know what else I do. Teddy bear picnic I do.
Right.
Runs, I don't know. A lot of things since September, I'm sure.
Okay, anything else on that subject?
Well, the festival is going way, way back.
October.
Yeah.
October 4th, yeah.
And it's carved in my memory. But it was an excellent event.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the front. And what is very nice is that people who came, most of the people I knew were people who spoke foreign languages, because I knew them. I looked at some of the surveys we had, and most of them were very positive. The thing they liked was the music. I thought the music was excellent. I noticed that, I don't know what you would call majority, but it was enough to notice, they said they were disappointed in the food. That this time they wanted to know why we didn't have more varieties of food. One particular man said the seafood has always been excellent, and they didn't have that. And he was very adamant about that. Some people just jotted down not enough food. Most people had a good time, but it seemed to be a concern enough for me to remember that far back that they were disappointed in the variety of foods that were offered.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I don't know what that may
I do remember it was a very tough weekend. There were a lot of other events around the area, and most of the food trucks had already been booked up, and I remember
talking about the international festival. We're taking a direction with it, and this year was our first past one was our first year in pushing the direction to where we want to go, which is involving the cultural groups around the community. So with that being said, we didn't want to go and get food trucks that were going to overshadow those cultural groups from making their fundraising in those events. So we were hoping to get more commitment from more groups, which this year we are pushing that a lot more, with Ginger being an asset to the team.
Right.
In doing that, and then be able to get other vendors that are not going to conflict with those cultural groups, because we don't want a vendor, food truck vendor, selling alcohol of Corona when you have the Hispanic American Society trying to sell their Corona.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that might clarify that a little bit more, but it was something that we were aware of as well, and we are working towards improving that.
Good. Okay, moving along. Old business. We have on the agenda, it was at our November meeting, we were going to discuss on the heels of just funding for the cultural arts to go over the forms, the guidelines, and the advertisement, how the word gets out, while it was fresh in our minds. Well, it isn't fresh in our minds right now, because it was 4 months ago. I mean, it would have been in November. But and also, Mary's not here. Mary is very instrumental.
Mm.
And not only that, Bob Woody's not here, and Bob Woody deals with grants all the time, federal grants and a lot of other things. And since it's about grants and the cultural arts that Mary really gets involved with, so do you, Sandy, but I mean, she's involved.
Yeah, a lot more. She does
a
lot more than I do.
About the workshop and about the forms. I'd like to table this till our next meeting, because I think we could really listen to Mary and maybe Bob Woody and have a chance to, there's a form that was distributed tonight, have a chance to take this home and make notes and bring it back at our next meeting. So if...
Make a motion.
Okay, sure.
that we table this item until the next meeting.
Okay. I second that.
And second. Right. Very good.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Sandy. Mm-hmm. Any other old business? Okay. New business, we have to set the calendar for our meetings for this year. And I've just made notes that following our new procedure of every other month, I have put down March 11th would be our next meeting, then May 13th, then July 8th, then September 9th, and then November 11th.
Which is Veterans Day, so
right.
You need to pick a different. Claudia, do we know when the community center is available that month? Have you looked into that at all?
I have not. I was waiting until you know you guys.
Well, it's the second.
Can you give me the list?
Yeah.
March what?
March 11th.
Yeah.
May 13th.
No April.
No, we go every other month now.
Okay. May 13th, and what's after that?
July 8th. September 9th.
September 9th?
Yes. And November 11th is Veterans Day. We could do...
I think it's up to... Claudia needs to check to see when the room's available.
Well, I can tell you that the third Wednesday of the month, the PLDRB meets.
Okay.
I can also tell you that with the cultural arts grants, there's going to be a second round for this fiscal year since we had money left, which is why she wanted you to have that application now.
Right.
This isn't for next year.
Okay.
This is a second round for this year because we had money left because we didn't have a lot of groups apply.
Do we know the time frame on that? Anybody know the time frame?
I know that the grant applications will be available beginning Tuesday, January 20th, online or in person. And the deadline for submittal for the grant applications is 4 p.m. Wednesday, February 25th.
Well.
So you will probably be reviewing them at your March 11th meeting.
Correct. That part's okay.
Did we make any movement to approach people who were doing these applications? As I remember, we had a discussion about perhaps some of us could make ourselves available to be helpful to them. There was some talk about because we didn't get as many applications. It's been a while, but was there any movement afoot to do that, or was that just something that was thrown out? It was in my book that we might want to, as a group, to see if something.
That was going to be at the next meeting, which we didn't have a quorum.
We didn't have a quorum.
So I think that's how that got.
But I don't know.
I don't know that anything.
It's coming up so fast, I don't know if we could even get any kind of action on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not now.
I think it would be wise to prepare for that for the the regular time we usually do this, which is the summer and fall.
But we tabled all of this. Maybe we should just agree to use the same form that we used originally, so everybody, you know, keep it the same way as it was for the 13-14 fiscal year.
Right.
Leave it because it's that money or whatever, and then maybe that might
be. Yes, it's the second round of the same money, right? Is that
right?
Right.
The same money.
So leave the application the same.
Let's just keep everything the same, and then.
Right. But remember, we said something.
We did offering some help,
and they were a bit frightened by the procedure. But it's too late to put people out there now.
Right. It is now.
Would you like me to have Shira look at the calendar for November to see if we can set a date for November?
Okay. But on the cultural arts, all right, we usually looked at them. When did we look at them? September?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
it was September, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So... Yes, if you
so
could.
So it's usually the July meeting where you guys really hash around the...
Hash around. It's July. And then the September meeting. Those were two important meetings about the cultural arts.
Mm-hmm.
Because after that, it went for approval, right?
Right. October was approved.
Yes, all right. So September meeting's very important, all right. If you could, Claudia, that'd be great. Sure. Maybe just to see if maybe the first Wednesday, the 4th.
Okay.
If that's okay.
That's elections.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Wednesday, though.
It's elections, though.
The day after?
Yeah.
Oh.
The first. You're right, because it's the second Tuesday. Isn't it? When's election day? First Tuesday? Or second Tuesday in November?
November 3rd is election day.
They may still be in here cleaning up.
Right.
Applications for the grants are going to be January 20th.
Yes.
She said January 20th, right?
Yeah, the grants will be available starting January 20th.
But it's for people who did not, who have not already submitted for this year. So
right.
If they received one back in October, this is not the time they cannot apply for another one. Yeah,
I think all the ones that were received were approved in Minot.
Correct.
No one that was rejected.
I don't think anybody was rejected.
So these would be all new, new people. That's why I mentioned that other possibility of affording them some assistance.
Right. Because I know, like, the couple of little theaters in town didn't apply because they had people on vacation or whatever. So. Yeah.
I'd like to keep it in November if we can before Thanksgiving, because then we usually don't get much luck in December anyway with meetings, so, you know, it fits our scheme.
We can do the 25th of November, which is the day before Thanksgiving.
Which nobody will be
there. We can also do the 12th of November, which is a Thursday after Veterans Day, or the 19th of November, which is the third Thursday.
Anybody
but the only Wednesday available is the 25th.
Right. Any problem with the 12th for Thursday nights? Anybody have a problem with the 12th?
12.
It's okay. Is that all right?
Yeah.
12. Sandy?
Yep.
Hey, Bob.
Good evening.
Hello. Evening. All right. Do I need a motion for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Somebody approve the calendar with November 12th being your November date.
Right. You want to motion that, Jules?
Make the motion that we hold the meeting November the 12th, which is a Thursday.
I second.
All approved?
Aye.
Okay. Bob, just on that topic, I just want to let you know when our meetings are for this calendar year. It's March 11th.
Okay.
May 13th.
Okay.
July 8th.
Okay.
September 9th.
Okay.
And November 12th, which is a Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, that was just approved. All right. It's funny that we're pretty much near the end, because we tabled the cultural arts because Barry's not here, and she has most of that information. But we did receive this that we should all look at for our next meeting. We will discuss it. Is there any other new business?
Yes, we lost somebody from Leisure Services, and do we have any applicants for that position?
That I don't know. Do you know Roxy at all?
I do not have that information. I apologize.
They'll probably be advertising for it. I just received an email from Lisa today, and she has resigned due to job responsibilities and parenthood.
When was her term up?
Huh?
When was her term?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. So we do have that opening, and they will. I just sent that off to the city clerk this evening.
And then, while we're on the subject, I've decided not to renew my appointment. My appointment is up in February, so this will be my last meeting. So it's been 4.5 years, and I've enjoyed it immensely, but it's just my schedule is getting a little too harried also. So We're down a couple.
It's been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you. It's been wonderful with you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'll still be around, and maybe I'll show up and do public participation. Maybe I'll show up and heckle you.
Please do. We need some heckling.
Help the ones that are having difficulty.
That's right. I will still continue to volunteer with Parks and Rec like I always have. It's just, it's difficult for me to get here on a Wednesday night, and and I'd like to give somebody else the opportunity to be on the board.
Well, thank you, Sandy.
Well, thank you, guys. It's been wonderful.
Yep.
Good working with you.
That being said, we're going to be down two people for our next meeting, unless somebody's appointed prior to the March meeting. And, you know, I'd like not to have a problem with the quorum, so.
Well, if you don't have somebody appointed, your quorum shrinks anyway.
Yeah.
So if Lisa's.
Oh, if nobody's appointed.
Right. So right now you're at 5 for your next meeting because Lisa is no longer on the committee and I will no longer be on the committee because my term is up. So that will leave you 5, so you'll need 3.
Right.
Unless they appoint more people.
And I suspect Mary will be here. So, right, good point. Right. Okay. Anything else on new business? It's one of those meetings, Bob. Sometimes it's just quick, you know, because this stuff we have to wait till the next meeting,
right.
The cultural arts.
Right.
And have you met Roxanne?
Hi. Nice to meet you.
She's with Parks and Rec. She's,
yes, recreation superintendent.
She's a superintendent.
Luanne is.
Okay, if there's nothing else.
Any public participation?
No,
not until February. I'm still on the board until February.
Well, don't come February because we'll
like February 15th was my. I won't be here February 15th either. I'll be out of town.
Motion that we adjourn.
And I could such a motion.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Approved.
Stay here another hour.